Welcome to the Foundry Church. You're about to hear a message from one of the team. We really pray this message makes a difference in your life. If you want to find out more about Jesus, church, or who we are, then visit our website www.thefoundry.org.uk after you've watched the message. Here we go!
Hi everyone, good to see you, if you're joining us online as well, and thanks so much for being part of church today. The title of my talk today is this: How to Get the Most Out of Church. Here's a couple of reminders. I think Sean touched on this a few moments ago, but church is people. Can I get an amen? Amen. Church is people. And basically, wherever God's people are, that is church. So that's why we can say with confidence today, if you're watching church with someone, even on your own at home, that's church. If you're here today, this is church. Church is people, whether we're online or whether we're in person. Church is a body, not a building. Let's get an amen. Amen. Church is a body, not a building. It says this in 1 Corinthians, the words will come on the screen, 12:27. This is a man called Paul writing to the Corinth Christian Fellowship. They weren't quite called that, but that's just to give you an idea of what Corinth was. It was a church in a place called Corinthians. And he said this in 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you, that's the people, are the body of Christ. And get this, and each one of you is a part of it. Each one of you, say to yourself at home here, just say, I am part of the church. Sometimes we've got to convince ourselves again, it's not what I go and watch and see and consume. I am part of God's family. I am part of God's family. A couple of differences between a body and a building. Bodies breathe. Buildings don't. Bodies participate. And buildings, well, they just spectate. This building today is just watching. But bodies, they participate. Okay, we're only allowed to clap. And we're only allowed to say an amen, but not over a certain amount of decibels. Otherwise, the COVID police will come and tap on your shoulder and have a look. They won't really. We've not got any of those. Bodies have heads. And buildings, they have these things called bricks. And friends, the head of the church, the senior pastor of the worldwide church, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The senior pastor of the worldwide church, the senior pastor of every local church. If the senior pastor of every local church is not the Lord Jesus Christ, go and find where he is. Amen. And if the senior pastor of this local church stops being the Lord Jesus Christ, run and go find one where Jesus is king and Jesus is supreme and Jesus is the senior pastor of the church. Listen to this. In Colossians chapter 1, again, this apostle called Paul, I'm going to read this from the message. He said this, words will come on the screen. We look at this sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there. This is talking of Jesus, the senior pastor. He was there before any of it came into existence, and he holds it all together right up to this moment. And listen to this. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it all together like a head does a body. Jesus is the head of the church. We are the body. And friends, the head and the body are joined together, moving forwards in God's plan and God's purpose. So as believers in Christ, whether we like it or not, if you've said your yes to Jesus, if you put your faith in Christ, you're part of the church. You're part of the church. It's not an optional extra. Well, I think I'll be part. No. You might not attend a church, But you are part of God's family. You are part of the church of Jesus. And I want to encourage you today to take your place and just home in for the next few moments on how do I make this work? And that's what I kind of want to just talk about again. And just over, I guess, the last few months, we've sensed in our church, God has just been asking us again to almost go back to basics. So we've spent some time in just reminding ourselves how to read the Bible. And you can catch up on those messages. And some of us, maybe we hear that kind of thing and think, I know that, or I've been there, done that. But the challenge for all of us is to continue just to stay rooted to the gospel, stay rooted to the basics of reading the Bible and reminding ourselves of why we do this thing called church. And next week, we're going to start talking about really simply just how to pray, how to talk to God again. I think sometimes, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but we're so quick to want to move on to the big grand thing that God's got for us. But all the time, God is calling us to be faithful to his church. And he's calling us to be faithful to his word. And he's calling us to be faithful to listening to him and talking to him. And so I just want to share really quickly again, how am I going to get the most out of this? How am I going to make this work? Why should I give my life to this thing called the local church? Well, I think when we look at what we call the early church, and we're going to read about the early church in a few moments in the book of Acts, we find that this early church, they were passionate, as Lois reminded us with that question before. These people, they were devoted, the Bible says. They were passionate about this thing called the local church. It consumed their lives. And I think we get the most out of church when we're devoted, when we're passionate to two things, to what the church is, and to who the church is. To what the church is and to who the church is. Let's remind ourselves what the church is. Let's look at some of the vital ingredients of church life. In the book of Acts, if you've got a Bible, turn to that again. Words will come on the screen. It says in Acts 2:42, and this is a description of like the very first church, the early church, Acts 2:42. This is how they went about it. It says they devoted themselves. So that's where we've got this devotion. And devotion just means to be persistent, to persevere, to wait upon. It says they were devoted. There's no optional extra there. There's no kind of, well, if I've got time. It says they devoted themselves to this, to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, through those cups that are really difficult to open. But as long as you lick your finger, you get it, you nail it. And to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Here's some vital ingredients for church. We've got teaching and preaching. And teaching and preaching, just a quick reminder, it's sometimes we call it a talk, a sermon, a message. Basically, what this is an opportunity to gather around the Word of God and bring out the Bible to make it relevant. And a preach is, it's got to lead us and point us to Jesus. We've got to find Jesus in the Bible. It's got to lead us and point us to not just feed ourselves, but go and reach other people. Jesus, in Matthew 28, the Great Commission for every single Christian is to go and make disciples. So all of us, we don't do mission now and again. We are on mission, all of us, 24/7, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. We have the Spirit of God in us. He's calling us to go and make disciples and reach people. So the ingredients, there's teaching and preaching. There's this thing called fellowship, this kind of really Christian word that you don't really hear in any other context other than church. But fellowship, really, really, in its simplest form, is just hanging out together for the purpose of hanging out and doing each other good. So we're having some fellowship today. It's slightly distanced and we can't see each other's smiles, but we're having some fellowship, and they devoted themselves to that. They devoted themselves. So we've got two ingredients. We've got preaching, we've got fellowship. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread through whatever means. For that early church, it was probably nothing like what we do now. It was probably a really satisfying meal, like breaking a bread that you really don't want to miss, like a really good meal, some really nice wine or schlur for the teetotalers. It was like something that would have been really, really substantial. But it's okay what we do. The point is, the breaking of bread, I believe it's one of the most important things we can do because it takes us back to what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. And so there's breaking of bread. And then there's this thing called prayer. And they devoted themselves to prayer. And I love how we pray together as a church. And sometimes we might think maybe it's just something to fill the time. But no, we pray. And when we pray, we believe God answers prayer. And so the early church, they devoted themselves to the what of church, to preaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. And I just want to encourage you again, let's be devoted about these things. Let's give ourselves to these things. Let's ask God, the Holy Spirit, to give us a fresh hunger for his word, for prayer, for breaking bread, and for hanging out with Christians. They also devoted themselves to the who. Who is the church? I've touched on some of this already, but carrying on in the book of Acts 22, 44 to 45, it says this, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. This is a picture already of a church that loves each other. It says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This early church, they are so given to the what and to the who. You're not going to be selling your possessions and giving to the people who have need unless you're really committed to the who of church, the people. And so this early church, they loved each other. And, you know, loving each other is so important. Loving each other is probably the number one missional strategy that we can have as a church. It's the number one way that Jesus said people will know that we love him when we love each other. In John 13, 35, Jesus said, this is how we're going to know that this is how the world will know that you're my disciples, by the way that you love each other. See, we can say one thing with our mouth. We can live a certain way. If we don't love each other, what's it all about? And this early church, they loved each other. And so today, how do we get the most out of this? We know what it is. We know who it is. Here's a couple of quick fire things that I think I want us to take away. And the first one is this, we go all in. Anyone heard that phrase, go big or go home? Anyone heard that phrase? Or did I just dream of it the other week? I definitely heard that before, yeah? Thank you, I see that hand. Amen, amen. Go big or go home. And there's a sense in that statement that, like, either do this or don't bother. Like, either get into this or don't bother. You know, I don't want to waste my life. Anybody else? And I think sometimes with church, like, we're going to get the most out of church when we go big or just go and do something else. And that sounds really harsh, but what I'm saying is, if we're part of this, if Jesus has died on a cross and given his life for this thing called the church, he gave his most, sometimes I'm going to give my best because he deserves it. And so I want to encourage us, let's go all in. And you know what? In our local church, I actually believe we're smashing this. I believe we're doing this. I believe the amount of people who are engaging online, the very fact that you guys have come out today and not just turned up, you had to book a ticket. Like, I believe we're doing this. I believe I am talking to the converted today. I believe I'm preaching a message to a church of people. They know they're the church, and you're saying, we're all in, we're here, we're up for it. But I just want to say, let's keep going. Let's keep engaging. Let's keep serving. COVID has knocked the wind out of some of our sails, amen? Let's just be honest about where we're at in life. COVID at times has felt like a punch in the stomach. But friends, it's going to take more than a global pandemic to keep the Church of Jesus Christ down. The Church of Jesus Christ has come through world wars. It's come through genocides. It's come through this psychopathic dictators who've been trying to wipe it off the face of the earth. But friends, Jesus, as the senior pastor, will never let the church disappear. He is holding it all together. So when we sense that punch in the stomach, Friends, I just want us to take our eyes off that punch and put our eyes on Jesus. And say, Jesus, you are leading me through this. You are bringing your church through this. You are the senior pastor. Thank you, God, that Adam and Kate are not the senior pastors. Jesus is. Because they're okay. But God, we're going to keep my eyes on you. And we keep our eyes on him, the author and perfecter of our faith. So let's keep going. Let's be all in. And, you know, I sense in my spirit, I sensed it this week, that there's some people, and you're saying today, I want to be all in. I'm just struggling, Adam. I'm just struggling. And here's a couple of things that I just felt to share today about why maybe some people feel they're struggling. And I sense one of the number one reasons is this, because you don't feel like you belong. Or you don't feel worthy. Or maybe you want to be here in person today, but you're just plucking up the courage because you don't really feel this is a place for you. I've had so many people say to me over the years, I'd like to come to your church, but I've just got so much stuff going on in my life at the moment. You really don't want me there at the moment. And I'm like, that's exactly the type of people. Not that we just want in the church, that we've got in the church. Because we've all got something going on, yeah? We've all got something going on that's gone on this last week that would disqualify us from the perfect church. Or maybe that's just me. Or me and Sean. That's two of us. We've all got stuff that we thought about. All got stuff that we've wanted to do. All got experience, things that we've seen. Things that we've, you know, dreamt up that would disqualify us if Jesus was looking for perfect church Christian fellowship. But friends, today, if you don't feel worthy today, I want to encourage you again, take your eyes off yourself and put them on Jesus. He makes you worthy. He's called you to be part of his church. Maybe some people today, you don't feel you can give your all in because of the season of life that you're in. You're in a season of life, and we go through stages of life, don't we? We go through different stages, depending on our age, depending on family commitments, depending on children, depending on work. Some people have said to me in the past, I'd love to give my all to the church, but my career is so important, and it's so, like, it's just so vital that I give myself to that. And I am not here today to say sacrifice your career on the altar of the church. But what I'm saying is there is a way, or sacrifice our family on the altar of the church, or sacrifice our age and our health on the altar of church. What I'm here today to say is this, regardless of what season or stage of life we're in, we can give our all to the church of Jesus. There are ways that we can give our all. We can invest all of our prayer life. We can invest financially. We can invest emotionally. We can give our all to the church in the way that we talk. Whether we build the church up or we tear it down. Friends, I want to say today, we get the most out of church when we put the most into church. The kingdom of God, the kingdom, the principle of sowing and reaping is that we get out what we put in. And the model for this is Jesus. The model for this is Father God, who when he saw the state of the world, when he saw the state of what we were getting up to, he pursued heaven and he looked for someone to send as the sacrifice for our sins. And he sent his best. He gave his all. He gave Jesus so that we can give our all. I want to pray for us today, regardless of where you're at. Just pray with me, watching at home. Maybe something in this message has resonated with you. Let's just pray together right now. Father, I thank you for every person who is in this church building right now and everybody who is part of this expression of church in their own building right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the Lord of it all and you are the Lord of our lives. I pray you'll help us to grow in our passion for the church and you'll give us, Lord, that love for you and also that love for each other. We look forward to this next season of church that you've got for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in it all. We don't understand all the ways of God, but we do know that you are in control and that you are in charge. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.